Hello, friends. Sleep Tight Stories, Sleep Tight Relax, and Sleep Tight Science are now available to play on StoryButton, the device that makes it easy to listen to our shows and more without having to use a phone or tablet. This month, you can save $10 at StoryButton.com when you use the code SLEEPTIGHT. StoryButton, the home of imagination. Hello, I'm Cheryl, and this is Sleep Tight Relax, a calming bedtime show for the young and young at heart. Welcome to our short meditation series. This series is full of all kinds of exercises to help you relax before bed or whenever you feel the need to relax. Maybe after school, before school, anytime really. The great thing is that these exercises focus on what you already know how to do: breathing and using your imagination. In this episode, we are going to use our bodies a little bit to feel the difference between being tense and relaxed. This will help us understand how our bodies might react when we are worried, angry, or upset. Now, let's get started by finding a comfortable spot free from distractions. You can sit in a chair supporting your back, or you can lay on the floor or in your bed, however you feel comfortable. Let's start by using our imagination and our breath. This might be familiar to some of you. I want you to imagine that your body is like a balloon. When you breathe in, feel your chest and sides expanding like a balloon filling with air. When you breathe out, imagine your body is like a balloon shrinking with the air being let out. Breathe in like a balloon being blown up. Now breathe out, like the air is being let out of a balloon. Let the air out by blowing the air through your mouth. Breathe in through your nose, imagining your body expanding like a balloon. And now imagine letting the end of the balloon go, and the air rushing out as you breathe out through your mouth. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Great. Have you ever had spaghetti or noodles before? This is an example I have often heard to help us understand the difference between being relaxed or tense. Uncooked spaghetti and noodles are often rigid, while the cooked one is relaxed and wiggly. We'd like our bodies to be more wiggly when we are relaxed. Floppy arms and legs. How would you walk if you had cooked spaghetti for legs? Now let's try an exercise, starting with your face. I want you to scrunch up your face as much as possible and hold it that way for 5 to 10 seconds. Make your face look like that silly scrunched up face emoji. Relax and breathe in. And breathe out. Now, let's try our shoulders. Let's pull our shoulders up so high that our neck magically disappears, or like a turtle, disappears into its shell. And hold this for 5 to 10 seconds. Relax and breathe in. And breathe out. Let's move to your arms. I want you to use your imagination again and pretend you are a bodybuilder or a CrossFit athlete. And I want you to show everyone your big biceps, your huge arms. To do so, you are going to flex those muscles. Show them off. Show the whole world your big muscles and hold this for 5 to 10 seconds. And relax and breathe in. And breathe out. Have you heard the phrase, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade? Well, that's what we are going to do, except with our hands. Imagine squeezing a lemon to get all the juice out. You have to squeeze really hard and hold it for 5 to 10 seconds. Relax and breathe in. And breathe out. Let's move to our tummies. Picture a baby hippo is going to jump on your stomach. What are you going to do? I think you better tense your stomach muscles so he will bounce right off. And hold this for 5 to 10 seconds. And relax and breathe in and breathe out. Next, imagine you are about to jump over the tallest building in New York City. What would you do? You might crouch down and tense your legs really tight as you are about to jump. Do this now and hold it for 5 to 10 seconds. and relax. Breathe in and breathe out. Last, let's wiggle your wiggly toes. Let's go to the beach quickly. We can do that because we have such great imaginations. And while we are there, we want to bury our toes in the sand. Or maybe you want to pick up sand between your toes. Let's do this by curling our toes and holding them for 5 to 10 seconds. And relax. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. If you are ready, return to your normal rhythm of breathing. Let your body breathe as it should. That's the end of our short relaxation time together. You have done very, very well. You have such a great imagination. Now, say to yourself, I am calm, relaxed, and peaceful. Sleep tight.